Our final speaker is Tai Fatuke, who's, I've actually got down here, not just a Nigerian activist, but a young Nigerian activist. Well, he's certainly younger than me, so. Tai, over to you.
Thank you. When it comes to the issue of Africa, most of the time I feel so emotional about it because I think the rest of the world cares less about us as Africans. And I'm happy to be here this morning to speak as a young African living in Africa, knowing what is happening in Africa. One of the most pressing issues affecting us as Africans and as young Africans is the problem of HIV and AIDS and poverty. But I'm here this morning to talk about HIV and AIDS. The problem of HIV and AIDS is, without missing word, the biggest problem of young generations of Africans. HIV and AIDS have slashed life expectancy and forces choices between health and other investment vital for development. Already, the pandemic has left behind about 11 million orphans in Africa alone. To young Africans like me, the increasing prevalent rate of HIV and AIDS in Africa is a cruel betrayal of the West and its allies. And truly, any world where poverty, ill health, preventative diseases stand side by side with comfort and plenty cannot be said to be just and should not be expected to be peaceful. The young generations of Africans and Africa as a continent need help, but we are not helpless. Like what Gil already said, they are here to solidarize with us, not to beg for anything for Africa. We as Africans, we are not helpless. What we need from the rest of the world, we are saying that economic and the political terrorism being burdened on our continent by the West through their agencies and policies should be altered to pave way for a better Africa. The hypocritical stance of the West and its allies, who could raise billions of dollars, as some of the speakers have said, to fight senseless war, but could not raise the same amount of money to arrest the spread of HIV and AIDS pandemic in Africa, should also stop, if only we want a peaceful world. The West and its allies should be reminded that the gruesome faces of African children paraded on European televisions or American television is just a reminder of their failure and their conspiracy of silence against the continent of Africa and its future, represented by young generations like me. Our present situation as young Africans defines their terms in government and the sheer stupefying evil of their failure and conspiracies of silence against the African continent and the future. We are aware as young Africans that ours is a struggle between a future that is possible and an entrenched conspiracy of the West and its allies. But the truth is, if the world wants to see an era of harmony and peace in the future, it must pave way for the future of African youth. We as African youth, represented by me today, we therefore demanding for the following. Number one, trade treaties and policies which have been dangled by the West through its numerous credit clubs, trade and financial agencies like the World Trade Organization, International Monetary Fund, World Bank, the Paris Club, etc., that favor Western corporations and multinationals as against poor African farmers should be altered. Economic empowerment is much more important to their continent than international aid. According to Oxfam, whose representative is here, if trade imbalance could be corrected in Africa, just a little, more than $80 billion per annum will accrue to Africa in agricultural sector alone. You agree with me, this will go a long way in solving most of our problem. We need not international aid. What we need is fair international trade. Yeah. Number two, high corporations should be made to pay for the exploration that degrade our environment. Just a few years ago, when Ken Saro-Wiwa was murdered in Nigeria, the Western government did nothing. Ken Saro-Wiwa was fighting not just for his community, he was fighting for the future of people like me and the future of the rest of Africa. How cooperation we are saying should be made to pay for the exploration that degrades our environment, claim our communities, and reduce our sources of livelihood to zero by the destruction of our farmland and pollution of our rivers? Or how else can a man be empowered when all the means of livelihood have been destroyed and taken away from him, denying him access to opportunities for economic benefit? Think about that. Number three, international laws that allows our leader to keep stolen wealth abroad should be abolished, and financial institutions involved in this should be made to face the book. The pretense of the West and its allies feigning ignorance of our continent's stolen wealth in their countries is a conspiracy against African future represented by the youth. We need not loans. All we need is our stolen wealth, both by our leaders and Western corporations such as Shell, Chevron, and Texaco, etc. We are saying no to exploration with exploitation. And the likes of IMF and World Bank should be open and transparent in their dealings with Africa. We as Africa were not interested in their type of financial aid that comes to Africa. They tell us they are giving us aid. About 70 to 80% of this aid will still remain in the West through the procurement of materials and human resources, which can be got in Africa. We want, if they are interested in giving us loan or whatever aid for our development, it should be 100% in Africa and not some 80 or 90% being in the West. And we are saying Africans should be allowed to initiate its economic policies without interference. But above all, we as the future of Africa, like one of the speakers rightly said, we are demanding for the cancellation of the crushing continental debt of Africa without any measures attached to it. Number five, international trade that places more priority on profit more than human life. Just like one of the speakers rightly said, in Africa, HIV and AIDS is a serious problem. Young people like me are dying. We are affected and infected. If you're not infected in Africa, you are affected one way or the other. But the West and its allies, using international trade, placing more priority on profit than human life. How our life as African youth is the same as the life of young people from this part of the world. We should not be looked at as being below in terms of everything. They should not place more priority on profit. How else could you say international trade, all these generic drugs for HIV and AIDS, it's expensive for us in Africa. We cannot afford it. If the West, if the Tony Blair of this world and John Bush of this world are interested in solving the problem of HIV AIDS in Africa, they should make sure in Africa we have HIV drugs that is accessible and affordable for poor African people. And lastly, we are saying more money should also go into the research of HIV and AIDS to solve the problem in total. And we are saying as well, Ham's Treaty should be revisited. As young Africans, I can never understand. I have not understood. And most of my compatriots really have never understood why we are dying from things we are not manufacturing. In Africa today, we are yet to understand we are dying from it. The tools of evil called arms and ammunition has caused more destruction to our land and have contributed to an increasing prevalent rate of HIV pandemic in Africa through the execution of senseless wars by our leaders that saw many people being raped and maimed. This condition of conflict and war increases the pattern of HIV and AIDS on the continent. We are seeing money used for the procurement of such could have been used to execute developmental projects. We don't need the importation of evil technology in Africa. All we are asking for is technology that improves and makes lives better. Technology that improves food production, reduces poverty, and empowers man. We need not instrument of death. And lastly, in conclusion, the West should stop taking advantage of our disadvantages to pauperize, impoverish, and strangulate our continent through its hypocritical policies and actions. With the right environment and approach, Africans can organize themselves. We are not helpless. If the world wants to witness an era of harmony and peace, it must pave way for the future of Africa through its young generation, who constitute one-fifth of the 1.5 billion young people of the world. It is therefore imperative and of compulsory obligation that the issue of HIV and AIDS, of which many African youth are infected or affected, be tackled by taking into cognizance the above-mentioned demands. We are saying the present situation in Africa is a living testimony of the many failures of the evil liability companies called the G8, European Union, the World Bank, World Trade Organization, and the rest of them. And to summarize, African youth demand global trade justice, fair trade, an end to exploration with exploitation from Western corporations, an end to illicit arms importation, transparency from agencies like World Trade Organization and the rest of them, availability of affordable HIV and AIDS drug, and total cancellation of the continental debt. It is time for the West and its allies to reassemble its disposition, reschedule its consciousness, and redirect its consciousness so that we can have a better Africa and a peaceful world. Till then, no one is safe until all are saved. In the words of Nelson Mandela, history will surely judge Ashley if we do not respond with all the energy and resources that can be used in the fight against HIV and AIDS. End of quote. It is time for the West to change the rule of the game, and if possible, change the players too. Aluta continues.